Hello.
Hey, Mike. It's Chris.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. I know I went past the hour, but I just want to give you some extra time, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I just walked in the door.
Awesome. Yeah, so I got a lot of notes already for the account. And, you know, this is, I don't want to take too much of your time because I know you just got back from work and, you know, time to relax. That's one thing I always tell myself. You got to have time for yourself. So, you know, but I just want to kind of pick up where we left off. And then what we can do is we have to do what's called an onboarding call. And that's with one of our technicians. And we can do that tomorrow when you're free in the afternoon or evening, so that way you're not, you know, it doesn't take too much time during the day. But I just want to confirm a couple things for the business. As far as the Google listing, you want it just to say Mike's Precision Painting, correct? No LLC, no incorporated?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And as far as the business address, I got 2826 Northeast 18th Court, Ocala.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then we talked about a website. So you want us to include a website for you?
Yeah, sure. You said it was free right now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm gonna throw the website at no additional cost. But a quick question. The domain that you have, do you still want to keep that same domain, correct? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And you own the domain, correct?
What now? Sorry.
I'm asking if you own the domain.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll create a brand new website for you, and once again, we'll make it nice and professional, so that way it stands out. Now, I also want to just focus on some of the services you want to be listed for, meaning your keywords. You let me know if I'm missing anything or you want me to adjust anything.
I know my Google business registry hasn't came through. I don't know if I did something wrong, so if you guys can check into that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be able to do a deep dive. If you're not, if it hasn't gone through, we can definitely escalate it. So we'll make sure I notate that for our technician. If not, we'll resubmit it.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
For the
categories and the keywords, I got exterior home, and then structure paint, or stain. I got room interior. So interior, exterior painting. What else do you want to focus on? Are you doing residential and commercial or just residential?
Yeah, any residential painting, anything with painting, really.
Okay, got it.
Exterior painting, paint job, you know, any of those words.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just make sure I have you jotted down for that. And then, so I see here in the notes, and last time we discussed, I think you're able to kind of travel about 50-mile radius for the city, right, around Ocala?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll put that there. And then for the hours of operation, correct me if I'm wrong, but you want to be listed for, is it Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.? Are you open or are you closed? Are you still closed on Sundays?
I'm closed on Sundays, but I'll take phone calls, but I'm not going to be doing nothing on Sunday.
Got it. Okay. Essential. All right, I'm just putting these notes here for the technician. And then as far as you don't have to, it's not necessary, but just want to confirm, are you licensed and insured for the business or not? Not quite
yet. Yeah.
You're both licensed and insured? Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got that there. And then also, as far as a Facebook, I wasn't able to find a Facebook. Do you have a business Facebook page?
No, I don't have a Facebook page. That's something I would like to do eventually.
All right, we're gonna create one for you, okay? So just we're gonna do. But let me ask you this, Mike. You have an actual personal Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Because in order for us to create a business one, you have to have a personal, and it'll tie in. But they're not gonna intermix, so people are not gonna see what you got going on with your personal stuff and your business.
Right.
So. We definitely don't want to do that, so.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so we also got that there yet, and then I'm putting here notes for the technician about the,
I'm glad, I wish I would have done this a little bit sooner, because, I've been playing around, like, voice searching me and Googling me, and there's just, like, so many people that are popping up before me, like, three or four painters before me.
Yeah. So for example, the companies that are showing up right now are Premium Painting Incorporated, Black Rhino. We got Certipros, but that's a huge company, so that's like the
yeah. Name. Yeah. Well, when so you voice search me from this area, there's a company called Brushmasters. They're popping up, right? And when I Google Mike's Precision Painting, like when I voice search it, mm-hmm. they're showing up, and maybe because I don't have a Google registry business
that's
account.
That's what it is.
I mean,
yeah.
And then Mike's Painting and Pressure Washing, they're popping
up. I
see
those guys. Yeah.
I used to, I ran a crew for him for 8 years, so I definitely don't want him popping up before me. I mean,
no,
I'm not
absolutely.
Trying to be in competition with him, but, you know, whenever somebody voice searches me, I'd like to pop up before them.
Absolutely. And then they have pressure washing in their one of their line of work. So, you know, when it comes to painting, we'll make sure we'll get you optimized so that comes up before he does. One of the things that I also want to recommend to you, Mike, is once we get you PIN verified through Google, please, and this is something that I always suggest to all my clients, but sometimes, you know, just to be honest, it goes through one ear and out the other. one of the things I always let them know is when you get verified, just work on getting some Google reviews. It doesn't matter if it's friends or family. Google's not going to go in there verify any of that. They just want to see good, positive reviews. So even if it's friends, family,
once I get the Google started, I got customers that I can have go on there.
Perfect. And with your website? And with the website, we're also going to give you links, so you can literally text that link to them, and it takes you directly to the review page. So we got you covered with that. So we'll make sure that you get we're going to definitely get you all squared away, so that way you you're able to expedite the process on things. So you know, instead of people having to go into your Google Business profile and typing it in, and you know, it's just going to be a direct link where you can send it to them, or you can send them to your website. There's a link on the website, and then boom, they can leave your review directly from that website as well. So we'll definitely have those tools for you for your at your disposal, so that way it just makes things much easier, more efficient for you. Mike, for account purposes, what is your last name?
CalIgUire.
Okay. How do you pronounce that? I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Caliguire.
Okay, so CalIgUire, Caliguire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Mike or is it Michael, your full name?
It's my real name is Michael.
Michael, okay. So I'm going to put here, as far as, like, for them to call you, they're going to call you Mike, but as far as the account, I just want to make sure I put Michael, just because it's, right, that's just the
sure,
name of your profession. Okay. And then I got an email here at info@mikesprecisionpainting.com. Is that still active?
Yes, that's fine. That's,
okay.
Should be the link. It should go right to my – take this other email, too. It's michaelcaliguire37@gmail.
47@gmail. Okay.
37. 37
at gmail. 37. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So I got that email, too. We'll send it to both just in case.
Yeah.
Because
the info at Mike's Painting, they set me up that email through the Ink Authority, and now that I'm going to be canceling their website, I don't know if that email goes down. You see what I'm saying? So I would might as well just keep my own email that they had nothing to do with. So
yeah, let me change that real quick. If that's going to be the case, you're right on that. I don't want to. I want to make sure
I don't know if they're going to be petty and do that or not, but you know what I mean? I don't need to be waiting on an email that's not coming.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I just want to make sure I got the right one, so that way it's, when we do send you something, it's actually going to the right one. Okay. All right. So it seems you said Mike Precision Painting 37, right? Is that? Was that correct?
No, the email is my first and last name, 37 at gmail. Yeah, Michael Caliguire, 37 at gmail.
Oh, the whole name, sorry. Okay, you're right. I'm pretty sure the other one was probably taken, or else you would have gone with Mike.
well, I didn't. I created this email, it's just my personal email that I've had.
Okay, yeah, all right. So I got... everything pretty much said. I'm putting the notes for the technician, and then I also want to make sure that we have a good time for you for tomorrow so you can talk to one of the technicians. What they're going to do is they're going to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure that you're coming up exactly how you want to be listed, and then they're going to do a deep dive on your Google Business Profile to figure out what's the holdup, you know, and if something is missing or whatever the case may be, we'll be able to expedite that for you without a doubt. Or if not, we'll be able to resubmit your Google Business Profile. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Now, as far as the time that you want a technician to call you back to tomorrow, what time works for you? So that way you're at home and you're not busy or anything. What would work? We would be open all the way until 6 p.m.
Yeah, have them call me around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
4:30, 5 o'clock. Okay, so yeah. I could put 5 if that works for you. 5.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll put you down for 5, so that way they can get a hold of you and so forth. All right, so we got that portion.
I got all kinds of photos I can send, for the website.
Love it.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be super helpful because that's one of the things I did notate for the account is that, for the website, it's very limited on some of the before and afters that you have. We'll make sure we have a gallery section. And then also you can upload YouTube videos too, which is cool, or any type of video. So makes it more interactive if that's something you want to do down the line or at any point you can do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, that sounds cool later on, yeah.
I think that looks cool. I've seen a lot of cool websites where they have a drone. I mean, this is something that people do anyway, but an idea. They have drones and then just kind of see the whole house and how it's painted. I just look at it. I'm like, wow, that looks super cool,
Yeah.
But that's something that you could do later down the road. Okay, so we got everything here pretty much set and ready to rock and roll. One of the things I also wanted to mention is that when this thing kicks off and you have your Google Business Profile and you have the reviews, one of the things I'll recommend in the near future down the line is the program called Google Guaranteed. That's something that is Google's absolute best product, and it's a guaranteed service for leads. So it's a lead service, but that's something that you could give a shot down the line.
About that. You got to pay for lead, but it's I'll definitely once I start making a little bit of money.
Exactly.
I'm doing pretty good. I actually got a few jobs off Angie's List, so that was pretty cool. So I canceled my Yelp subscription. Then people are crazy.
Oh yeah, no. Yelp is not that.
Well, the whole thing was they gave me 30 days a free trial. And then within a week or so, all of a sudden, I got a bill for $126, and I had to call them and tell them, hey, I'm supposed to have a whole month for free. So the lady's like, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to credit you. And yesterday, I looked on there, and it's saying I owe $56. I called and canceled. I'm like, I'm not supposed to owe any money for a whole month. You guys are crazy. So anyhow, I canceled that. Only lead I got from them is a couple of people that were scams. I don't know what they were trying to scam me on, but I just quit talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to, one of the things I tell my clients is when it comes to, we're Yelp partners too, and, don't get me wrong, there's people that love Yelp, and I'm personally not a Yelper. We call them Yelpers. But I usually go on Google to search for everything, but, there is that small amount of people that are Yelpers, and if they want that service, and I mean, obviously, if the customer wants it, then I'll give it to them. But as far as me recommending Yelp, it's something that honestly, Yelp is more for food, and it's for restaurant reviews. When it comes to type of these types of services, it doesn't work that well. That's something that I always let them know, like, hey, you could do it, but it's I'm just letting you know it's not, it's something that, I offer, but not something
you want to tell me, well, I don't know why you're canceling. You have such and such and such web page clicks. I'm like, listen, I don't care if people are clicking on my page 1,000 times. That doesn't get me excited. When somebody's calling me, that gets me excited. I don't care how many times they look at my page, how much work is coming out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the end result is always is always what you're looking for. So 100%. Yeah, agreed. Well, we got everything here ready. So the last thing we need to do is we need to secure the listing. So to secure the initial investment of $398, would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express? What would it be?
Well, it's almost $400, not $3.
Yeah, it's $398 to start the first initial investment, and then it's $299 every month after that.
Okay. All right, that'll work. All right. Hold on.
Sure, take your time.
Okay. Alright. Okay, are you ready for the card?
Yeah, is it Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and I'll repeat the numbers for accuracy.
4299-7775-3259-6082.
All right, and the expiration month and year?
It is 0629 and then 812 on the...
I'm sorry, 81?
812.
Oh, 812, got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'll repeat the card number sheet too for accuracy. Just let me know if I'm correct. I got...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got 4299. 7775-3259-6082.
That's it.
Okay, and I got June of 2029, and the three-digit code is 812, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this quick 90-second voice verification. So this is just to outline the service agreement, letting you know that it's a month-to-month service, no contract, and everything that's included. If there's anything that comes up and, you know, you have a question, you can stop me and say, hey, Chris, can you please clarify that for me? And then I'll be able to, you know, break it down for you, okay? So it states the following. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Well, Mike's Precision Painting.
Thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Michael Caliguire, owner.
Okay, and... are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. So to get results as fast as possible, Mike, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It's asking, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Now, we do have, we're going to give you a security question. So if someone else calls you, or if we call you, we want to make sure that, you know, we have a security question for you just in case, right? So you got three questions to choose from. It's your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or your city you were born in.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What is your mother's maiden name?
Plumley.
Okay.
And what is the next question that I have?
It was just asking for, you know, for those three. It was just one. You could choose one out of the three. Yeah.
All right. Yep. That's fine. Okay.
Okay. So if anybody calls you from, you know, saying it's us, then you know that obviously that's it's us, or you know you can confirm that they're calling from Local Splash. All right.
Okay.
So it says your initial. Excuse me. Your initial investment would be charged today, so it's a one-time $99 setup fee, and it's $299 every single month after that. And then it's asking, you know, within the first seven days, are you willing to give us information just to get you verified? So, for example, if Google, for whatever X reason, says, hey, you know what, we need to re-verify Mike, would you be able to provide, you know, a picture of your equipment or work van or even work truck or even your license insurance if they do request that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. You just want to make sure we get your permission for that or we get your acknowledgement. All right, so you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. And the number that you have, the number I've been texting you from, that's our 877 number, you can definitely call back that number and reach customer service, or you can call me directly and I'll patch you over. Okay. So just so you know.
Okay.
All right. So, do you agree to cancellations, terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay. So Mike, we're all good to go. So what I did is I sent you an email. If you get a chance, check it out later on. It's just for the onboarding call for tomorrow. So that onboarding call.
Yeah, I already seen it.
You got it? Okay, good.
Yeah, so, I got it.
And then you should have received your invoice and then also your terms and conditions and everything and the welcome email. So if you know that should go, okay. It should have gone through your email as well. That's for your protection and for tax purposes as well. So so yeah, everything's pretty much good to go. So the things that I would love for you to have ready is when you do go into that welcome email, if you go in there and just type in your first and last name, that's going to give you access to your dashboard, the client dashboard. And when the technician goes through the client onboarding, they're going to give you the credentials to that dashboard. So whenever you get a chance, just type
Hold
in your
on,
first
I'll
and last name.
I'll go right now while you're on the phone.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you don't have to do it now. This is just for before the call. So I once again, I know you just got back from work, man. So I don't want to push you to do any homework.
If I can go ahead and, I'm not seeing it.
You should have received it through text message as well.
Okay, local splash report. Welcome to local splash.
Yep.
And then you go down, username, password, net friends.
There you go.
So I click the local splash and find my name in there?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it real quick. That way I can be done with it. Okay, so what do I put down as my username?
Oh, you're already there. So no, that's fine. That's going to be the technician's going to give you your username and your they're going to give you the username and the password. So that's I just wanted to make sure you did receive that so that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we're good to go there. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
So then the last thing just to kind of tie everything on my end. When you do get that onboarding call tomorrow at 5. Just if you have pictures of the work that you've done and if you have a logo that you want us to put onto your website and so forth, if you can have those things ready, the technician will send you links of where to send those, and then that way they can be able to build your website and have it just the way you want it to have. And then also okay. I put in the notes to have your
I wonder if they can redesign me a logo. I have a logo, but I just did everything really, really quick, and I got kind of it's an okay logo. It's like a circle with a bunch of different colors in it, but I kind of want to get something a little bit more professional.
We can help you with that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to notate the account here, and then that way they'll give you some ideas to create logos. We have a couple of platforms that help our clients to recreate the logo and just give you some really good ideas. So I'll notate that here in this section as well. Other than that, we're pretty much good to go. So I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to get this going. And then tomorrow, once again at 5, we're going to have that onboarding call. If there's anything that comes up between now and then, you can always feel free to reach out to me. And then,
Let me ask you a question. Like for new companies that come on board, what is the average customers that they see the first month?
Yeah. So for example, any new customers that come on board, depending on three things. Okay. So number one is first we got to get you Google PIN verified. So once you get verified, there's two things that I always suggest my clients to really work on. Number one is getting those pictures over to the technician because people love to see before and after pictures. And number two, get those reviews going, okay? So anywhere from 15 to 20 clients on average is what I see per month on average. I've been here for about...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been here for about seven years. In the first month? About in the first month, I would say, give or take, yes. But once again, in order for you to get those types of results, you definitely need to be proactive in the campaign. So once you get verified, get those reviews going because the more reviews, the more, people, people don't, sometimes they don't listen to me on that. And then what happens is, if you have a listing on Google, let's say you show up, but if you don't have any reviews or you don't have any pictures of work you've done, people are just going to be like, you know what? I don't know, right? If they see good quality work that you do and they see the reviews of people, it doesn't even have to be, hundreds of reviews. You know, it's just a handful of them.
Well, I know I can probably get 5 to 10 reviews right off the rip.
There you go.
I got customers that they just went through and got on and gave me reviews for Angie's List. So I know I can shoot them a text or whatever, like I did for Angie's, and they'll give me a review, I'm sure.
Perfect. That definitely works. One of the things that I also like, okay, so I'm not supposed to tell you this, but one of my customers, I thought it was a genius idea. So what they did is they had pre-filled reviews already, like something like work that you've done, like you would do it for them, and then you would text that to them, and all they have to do is copy and paste it and just put that on Google. Right? Like, so that way they don't have to sit there and type. You just have it already pre-typed for them of what you did, and then if they're cool with it, they just post it. You know, so once again, Google's not going to like, you know, they're not going to go in there and check who and who. They just want to see the reviews, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, that was a cool way of I've seen a customer do it, and I mean, he got so many good results from it. I'm like, wow, like, I'm just going to share that with some people that, you know what I mean? I'm going to share that with.
So he just filled out the link, or he filled the link to them. He just filled it all out and then sent it, right?
Oh, no. What he did, like, for example, here's what he did. The link is still sent to them, right? But what he did is he actually typed out the message of what the work that he did. Like, hey, Mike did a great job doing, you know, my interior painting for my, you know, 2,000 square foot home. I would say highly recommend, great work ethic or whatever the case may be. And then he would just have those filled out, and then he would just text that to his customers, like, hey, can you copy and paste and put this on Google for me? Boom, you know. You see what I mean?
So it's keeping them from having to type. I got
exactly. Like, if you got one of those customers that are just like, I'm busy, you know, that was his solution to it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people would just, you know, obviously have the time just to spend a few minutes to do it. But once again, you still have the lazy people out there.
I got a customer that told me he would fill out a review for me. And I've done all kinds of work, and he's referred me to his neighbors. But he has yet to fill out, you know, to fill the link out and send my review.
There you go. See? Those are the type of people that he was referring to. Like, you know, those people that are just like, you know, they're really good people, and they refer and everything. But then when it comes to doing it themselves, they're like, oh, man. But if you have it like a dummy-proof system for them, I mean, that's just a win-win. I mean, all they got to do is click on the link and then copy and paste the text message, and then you're done. Like, it's active, you know? So you're cutting all the legwork for them, and then you're benefiting that because, you know, you're obviously getting the, you know, you're the review.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was a
genius idea. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, that works for you. And then obviously you had people that did take the time to fill one out. So, you know, you get a mixture of everything. So
I got a few people they'll definitely fill out a review for me.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. That's what, you know, definitely will get you going. So we're all done here once again. So, Mike, thank you for taking the time. And then tomorrow, please be out on the lookout for that phone call at 5 o'clock. Cross the T's and dot the I's to get things going for your Google Business profile and get you optimized on there, okay?
I sure will. Appreciate you, man.
All right, awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day and just have a nice, relaxing evening.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.